Hello, YouTube, and welcome back to yet another edition of Stories from the Friend Zone. It is the segment where we go to the Friend Zone subreddit and we grow the podcast. Friend Zoned for Life. About everyone on the crush Reddit be getting with their crushes while mine is confessing that he likes this other person. Y'all, I'm crushed, but if he's happy, I'm happy. That's what friends do, right? Yeah, I mean, that's what friends do. You know, if you are a friend to someone, you want them to be happy. So, you know, congratulations to them. The part where it gets tough is, you know, of course you want them to be happy, but are you happy watching them be happy by their own or with someone else? If you're not, then you gotta find your own happiness. And let me tell you, you're not gonna find happiness in another person. People are imperfect. They are human beings. They have flaws, right? They have likes and dislikes. They have things that make them amazing, and they have things that make them shitty. You're not gonna find happiness in another person. I don't want to get too cliche, but I mean, you gotta find happiness in something that really speaks to you. You gotta find something that really matters to you, and make that yours, and make that your happiness. Called guy, his stares were making me uncomfortable and creeped out. He still makes effort to be friendly to me? Why? He would always stare at me without saying anything. He would sometimes freeze on me and stare. He would sometimes run away from me at just the sight of me and then look at me as if wanting to talk to me but doesn't really say anything to me. His friends would also seem to observe this interaction all the time. It's been going on for 2 years and I've just had enough. I tried to gently point it out, but he wouldn't understand. So in frustration, I told him his staring yet not saying anything was suffocating and uncomfortable, and it was starting to creep me out and disturbed. I thought it was the last I would hear from him, but he still seems to try and be friendly to me. Why? I don't understand. I know I was mean, but I had to, 'cause I just had enough. Yeah, people who do that, they don't care. They're not gonna care about what you think about them staring. You've told him it makes you uncomfortable. You've told him that he's creeping you out. He does it because it's satisfying to him. Obviously, that is not something that you want to hear. But I mean, why does he keep doing it? Because it doesn't affect him negatively. Apparently, you're still hanging around this person or something. But that's not enough. You gotta try to get away from this person. This is a person who is not of sound mind, is not a healthy person. You gotta make sure that, you know, anytime you're around him, maybe you have friends around you, stuff like this. You definitely gotta keep letting him know that, hey, staring at you and not talking to you is not okay. People don't do that. Being friends. I really care and love her, but she does not feel the same way. Despite everything, I still want to talk to her and she is still comfortable being around me. My friends told me to cut her off. I am in a dilemma. Should I stay by her side to continue to care for her without any expectations, or should I just cut her off? Well, I mean, you're going to have to ask yourself, why is it that you would continue to stay by her side and care for her, etc., etc.? It's in your last sentence, which is, should you continue to care for her without any expectations? I don't know. Can you do that? Can you continue to care for this person without any expectations? You feel for her in a certain way. You told her about how you feel. She does not reciprocate it. So now both of you know that if she doesn't like you that way, and she knows that you like her, are you going to be comfortable being around this person and continuing to care for her? And will you have expectations of her because you continue to care for her? If so, you can't do that. If people care for other people because they care, right? Because they're friends, because they really truly care about that person, not because they like them or in love with them or whatever. This is something that is covered in the book No More Mr. Nice Guy by Dr. Robert Glover, which is, this is something called a covert contract, where you are caring for a person, or you are continuing to give love or affection towards a person, or attention and time towards a person, and you're secretly expecting something from them, expecting them to, you know, change their mind, to ultimately fall in love with you, or to see you in a different light, or whatever. That's not fair to either of you, because you created a secret contract, a covert contract with a person without them knowing. And the contract is, hey, I'm caring for you, therefore, in return, I should get blank. Relationships and friendships don't work that way. They're not supposed to. So basically, if you can't care for this person without expecting anything from them, and be honest, then you should not be around this person. And I know that's a little harsh, but I mean, I'm being real. If being around this person is going to hurt you because you keep expecting something from them and they're not giving it to you, well, then that's not fair to both of you. You're going to be upset, and then she's going to be upset when she ultimately finds out. Am I stuck in the friend zone? Hello, everyone. I am new here and would like to have some opinions / estimations about my current situation. First of all, I am not very flirt experienced, so please forgive me if I ask stupid things. So, I'm in my 20s and I recently finished studying. During my studies, I met a fellow student and fell in love. Now, of course, I wonder if she feels the same way, and I sense some contradictory signals from her. That's why I seek the collection of wisdom of you guys. We usually spent the waiting time between lectures together, often with a few others present. When there are other events at the university, she usually asked me to come. We text often on WhatsApp. Not necessarily every day, but constantly. The conversations are initiated by both of us and also involves personal stuff, for example, if one of us is worrying about something. We also have several little insiders with whom we tease each other. One interesting behavior I noticed is that she forcefully mentions a potential girlfriend of mine, although she knows I don't have one, e.g., I'm sure your GF will be glad to hear this. Unfortunately, I don't know the exact context anymore, but she also mentioned once that she was very shy. I also sometimes had the impression that she looked at me in the lectures where we don't sit close together and smiled when I catch her gaze. More recently, I realized she also initiated more physical contact, like leaning her head against my shoulder when we sit next to each other. But I don't want to overanalyze any of this either. All of this above at least makes me wonder if she is interested, and maybe you might ask yourself why I haven't asked her about this. The thing that makes we hesitate, and seems contradictory to me, is that we talked about relationships in general a few times, and she always mentioned how she wasn't interested in having one. Although we both finished studying already, we still live in the same city and meet regularly to do stuff, most often in a group of 3 friends in total. So enough talking, now to the real question. Do you think she might also be interested, or does she see me more as a friend? What would you conclude out of her behavior? I thank you for all opinions and wish you good night. I mean, you gotta ask her out, man. You're definitely right. This is a situation where it could go one way or the other. You know, the thing is that it seems like you are both shy. I'm going to make 2 arguments here. The first one is she likes you, right? So she's a shy person, but she puts her head on your shoulder. She catches your gaze in class, smiles at you, etc. And maybe the thing about her not wanting to be in a relationship is just her way of saying, hey, I don't want to get rejected. This is such a common thing, right? It's like, I'm going to reject myself before you can reject me. Oh, I'm sure your GF will be glad to hear this. Oh, you, this other girl likes you, or you like this other girl. You're already a GF. You already have a GF. I couldn't be your GF, etc. Maybe she likes you, dude. You're gonna have to ask her. You're gonna have to put yourself out there and ask her if she is interested in you, if she wants to go out. Most often in a group of three friends total, so you have a third wheel hanging around you all the time. What's that about? Now I'm gonna make the argument that she doesn't like you. She said that she's not interested in a relationship right now. She feels comfortable enough and feels that you are brotherly enough to where she can put her head on your shoulder. You guys are constantly texting on WhatsApp. Yeah, maybe she just sees you as a friend. Who knows, man? But the only way that you're going to find out is if you actually ask her. So, and don't ask her on WhatsApp. Don't ask her over text. Next time you guys are hanging out together or whatever, just ask her, hey, you want to go out on a date? And it's just like that. And it's going to be the scariest shit that you ever did. But you know what? It's just one sentence. Hey, you want to go out on a date? And that right there, that question right there will answer everything that you need to know. How she responds to that question, if she actually wants to, whether if she doesn't want to, hey, oh, well, let's go to the movies as friends, or can so-and-so bring someone, or can so-and-so come along, this kind of stuff. I mean, that's how you're going to find the answer to your question right there. How do I recover from this? So I've been talking to this girl for the past 4 years, and we've come really close. We talk about anything and anyone. It really does feel like we've known each other for a lifetime. I've always had a thing for her, but since we've been friends for so long, I just assumed I was in the friend zone. But then just a week ago, we got talking late at night, and I got an opportunity to tell her that I like her and always have. To my surprise, she told me how she always had a thing for me as well, but she didn't think I thought the same thing about her, so she never said anything. So now I'm in the dilemma where she used to like me and have feelings, but since neither of us said anything, we both pushed it aside and settled for best friends. Now that we both know what the other thinks slash did think, it feels bad just being friends. Not sure what to do to make her get feelings for me again, and it's really taking a toll on my head, and I don't really have anyone to talk to about this, so thought I'd turn to Reddit. I'm going to give you two pieces of advice, and the last piece of advice is going to be a little bit unorthodox, or is going to seem a little bit contradictory to you. First off, that was your chance to make a move. Your first chance was obviously when this friendship first came about. But your second chance was the part where she actually told you that she did have feelings for you. So it's extremely possible to reignite that flame because, hey, you were attractive to her at one point. And that point was probably when there was still a little bit of mystery and stuff like that. And you guys weren't spending all night talking on the phone. But I mean, you know, she had feelings for you at one point. So, I mean, it's definitely possible to rekindle that. Now, how do you do that? That comes to my second piece of advice, which again is going to seem a little bit strange, but you got to start limiting the amount of time that you spend with her or talk to her. And this is why you have to find things about yourself where you have to find something that you're interested in and then do that. Hang out with more of your friends. Make yourself a more interesting person. Dive more into the thing that you're passionate about. Invite her out and show her something that you really care about. Something like this. But you have to make yourself a little bit more interesting and just a little bit more distant. Because here's the deal. If you want to stay in the friend zone, then okay, keep talking to her late at night. Keep not responding in a romantic manner when she's bringing up, oh, I used to have feelings for you and such like that. But if you create just a little bit more distance and a little bit more mystery, she's going to start saying, hey, where did this person go? Hey, what's going on with you? What are you spending your time on? What's going on? And in that way, there's a saying that, you know, I'm going to butcher this, but having distance creates more attraction. So if you're just a little bit more, I don't want to say distant from her, but if you're showing her that she's not, you know, all of your time and you're focusing on other things, and then, hey, you're willing to make a little bit more time for you, or yeah, I am interested in making a little bit more time for you, that will create just a little bit of spark. It's like static electricity when things are just like barely, you know, just a little bit far away from each other. There's that static electricity that sparks. And then you bring, hey, remember that time? Remember back in the day we used to like each other? Let's go out on a date. Let's hang out. What are you doing later? This kind of thing. Now, y'all have known each other for 4 years. So, I mean, that is a long, long time to be waiting to be confessing your interest in her. But hey, man, friends turn into relationships, you know, sometimes. And it's worth a shot at this point. If you now know that she was attracted to you, then there's still a little bit of that there. Make yourself interesting. Invest in yourself. Grow yourself a little bit as a person. And then, you know, show her like, hey, I am interested in sharing this person with you. And I'm interested in you. Let's go out. Let's make it a thing. And hey, man, it might happen. It might not. But the only way you're going to find out is you got to make a move. You got to do something. And the next time this happens, the next time that you are given this little nugget of information, like, oh, yeah, I used to like you when I first met you, you have to act on that, because that is the only second chance that you're going to get. I honestly want to say you're still probably too late, but at this point, you might as well try. Because what do you got to lose? Tired. Tired of this fucking process. I've been F-zoned by two girls in my last 3 years. I hooked up with the second one once, but things never were serious. A month back, I started talking to another girl, and we are talking a lot, roughly 3 to 4 hours a day and every day. But she lives 400 miles from my place, near my college, and the virus in my country isn't slowing down till Jan, probably. And frankly, I'm tired AF. Today was the birthday of the girl I hooked up with, so I put a story on my Insta. This girl I am talking hasn't taken that easily. She didn't make any fuss about it, but the way she talked today, it was more than visible. I mean, I haven't even went on a date with her, and I gotta adapt to things that make her feel okay. What the heck? And if I won't, she will F-zone me too. Fucking annoying. Here's the thing, man. You can't bend to the will of someone who's 400 miles away. If you're gonna post something on your Insta story and someone 400 miles away is gonna get butthurt about it, what are you gonna do? What can you even do to rectify that situation? By the way, talking a lot, roughly 3 to 4 hours a day to someone who's 400 miles away, you're already in the F zone. The thing is, what this sounds like to me is that you're putting a lot of investment into what other girls, I suppose, are thinking about you or reacting to the things that you do. And if an Insta story sounds so stupid, if an Instagram story is going to annoy someone or piss off someone who is 400 miles away and is just going to spend time with you on the phone and nothing else, if that's going to happen, you can't be bothered about that. Look, you're living your life. You're doing what you're doing. This other person that was in your life, it's a birthday. It's a birthday story. It doesn't mean anything. And the other thing is that if this person who's 400 miles away is going to be upset at something that you posted on Instagram, why are you messing with this person in the first place? Doesn't this person have something else to do? Doesn't this person have anything else to be interested in or anything like that? You're tired. You're tired AF because you are focusing on what other people who are not even in your immediate life are thinking about you when you do something. Hey, and maybe I got it wrong. Maybe she actually likes you. Maybe she's super interested in you. And she is a little butthurt. That's probably because you didn't ask her out. Have you ever asked out this person? Have you hooked up with this person? And I know, guys, when I'm talking about this, I understand that coronavirus is going on, so it's tough to go on dates. I know that when I say, oh yeah, okay, you know, ask her out on a date, stuff like that, that's not really relevant at this time. But my point is that, have you even made a move on this person that you're talking to 3 to 4 hours a day, 400 miles away? Have you ever told them, like, hey, this is how I feel about you. When this coronavirus is over, let's meet up. Let's do something. I'm really interested in you. Has that ever happened? Have you ever done that to any of the two girls in your last 3 years, by the way, which you need more than that. You need to be getting out there more. And you're talking to someone 3 to 4 hours a day after meeting them for a month. You gotta do something else, man. Because that shit will get to you. No wonder you're tired, dude. I totally get that. Focus on yourself. Do something else that makes you happy, that is not talking to another person for 4 hours a day. Cut ties. Girl rejected me a few weeks ago. She pleaded with me to stay friends, that our relationship is important, blah blah blah, etc. I've given her space, haven't called and said hi in passing. Asks me yesterday if we could go get drinks. Sure, I thought, I guess she's willing to put in some work from her side and actually act like my friend. Nope. We get to the bar and guess who's there? The new boyfriend. I feel fucking crushed. She used me to Uber to hang out with the new guy. Barely spoke to me throughout the evening. Come closing time, she made it clear she'll just head back to his space. She knew this would hurt. I guess I can be grateful not to have someone like that in my life anymore. Zero desire to speak to her again. If they tell you, let's be friends, be careful. They likely just want you to continue to provide attention. Yeah, that one's a rough one, man. That is not a good person. That's not a good person. And hey, congratulations. You gotta let go of that person. That's really cruel to be doing that. And the next time that happens, man, you just gotta go. You can't stay there until closing time. Now, I don't want to blow you up too much because you already got owned, and I feel bad about that. But the next time, you know, think about it in this way. You got to respect your time, right? Your time is worth something. It was apparently worth something to her. Maybe an Uber ride, sure. But it's definitely worth something to you. So the next time that something like this happens where, you know, you end up being the third wheel and she's talking to some other guy. And hey, it's happened to me, man. I've been in this position quite a few times where, you know, you're invited out or you meet, you know, some girl for drinks or, you know, some girl that you know and you meet up for drinks or whatever. And then she's just going to be spending time talking to somebody else and falling all over somebody else. You got to respect yourself, man. You got to respect yourself and your time and just say, hey, I'm out of here. And that's it. You don't need an explanation. You don't need to tell her, hey, you're an asshole. But yeah, just respect yourself and your time and just say, hey, I'm getting out of here. Peace. Posted this before, but didn't get much help. /. Desperate for help. Okay, so I'm glad I found this Reddit page, but basically I'm not sure if I'm friend-zoned or not. The situation is, I started college a year ago, and a few days in, a group of girls asked to hang out with me in a park. There's two girls I like in that group, both single, and I'm the only guy in the friend group. One girl, she's called Kate, I love her so much, and we like to talk to each other the most out of our group. She's always there to start a convo, check I'm okay, etc. We always hug when we say bye, hold hands, link arms, etc., and cuddle on the sofa, and we just have great talks in general. And she knows we'll both do anything for one another, or at least I will. I also know she's always really confident around people, and she has been around guys too, as I found out from her past when I helped her out of her recent relationship, which was difficult for her. Girl 2, Millie. She has always been single, like me. She's got a very similar personality to me, such as being shy and always caring, etc. We like to pick on each other a lot and have a laugh, especially when we're around other mates, but when it's just me and her, it gets a bit quiet. We hug each other once in a while, but we never make contact. But she's always messaging me on social media and asking to meet up with our other mates, unlike Kate, which makes Millie seem a bit anxious IRL. However, she knows I'll do anything for her. So basically, have I been friend-zoned by both girls permanently, or does it sound like either of them like me? Is there a way to get out of the friend zone? Girl number one, it sounds like you're gay-zoned. And, you know, she might be one of these chicks that's just, like, really friendly, and she's always, you know, with a bunch of guys and this kind of stuff. You might be too shy for this person. Girl two, to me, it doesn't really sound like she, you know, is in love with you. This, it could be a thing where it's like, hey, you know, we're all hanging out and I know you're kind of our friend, so like, why not hang out with us? And I don't want to bust you up, man. I don't want to make you feel bad, but there's not enough evidence here to make me feel like this is something that's for real. Now let me go back to girl number one. Hey, you know, you might have a chance. Okay, cuddle on the sofa, great talks in general. Sure, dude, you got to make a move. I mean, that's what it kind of comes down to, is that, you know, the thing is that some people take advantage of shy guys because they kind of know that they'll stick around and they'll kind of do anything that they want. So you kind of got to break out of that mold and make yourself unshy. And that seems like a tall order. But what I'm just saying is you got to put yourself out there a little bit and just ask, hey, you want to go out on a date? This is the perfect situation, by the way. This is the perfect situation to figure out how to know if someone likes you or not. Especially in your situation, you're kind of in the perfect situation to where you all hang out with a bunch of friends. You guys are all friends with each other, etc. Ask one of them out, the one that you feel like you might have a chance with or the most attracted to or really interested in. Ask them out and say, hey, you want to go out on a date together? You want to go somewhere together? And then see how they respond. See what that does. If they're going to be like, oh, if either of them are going to be like, oh, well, let's, you know, bring our friends or, you know, invite so-and-so or whatever, then you kind of got your answer there. But if they're, you know, going to be open to it and they want to go out with you, then you might have something going there. All right, guys, that is going to be it for me. Thank you for listening to stories from the friend zone, friendzone.me, and we will see you guys later.